listeners, today's a very special day.
My birthday.
No, it's not his birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Here at Bigfoot and Bob headquarters.
Our sprawling campus.
Yeah. Our industrial office setup.
Our podcast industrial complex.
Our pyramid scheme that is Bigfoot and Bob.
It's called multi-level marketing, and it's more of a reverse pyramid.
Yeah.
Here's how it works, guys. We got a great opportunity for you. You start a podcast and pay us royalties, and then you get five of your friends to start a podcast, and they pay you royalties, and they get five of their friends to start a podcast, and five of their friends to start a podcast, and before you know it, everyone has a podcast.
Sounds like PodCon. Seriously, we went to PodCon back in December, and it was like, hey, what's your podcast? Oh, here's a business card. I'll trade it for your business card. What's your podcast?
I came home with so many business cards.
It was phenomenal. I lost all of mine.
On the other hand, one thing that was really great, I'll give an example. We were in a panel, and there was a guy behind us wearing a t-shirt for one of my favorite podcasts. And so after the panel ended, I was like, hey, dude, I love your t-shirt. He was like, oh, that's my podcast. And I was like, oh, you're so-and-so? And he was like, yeah. And we exchanged business cards. So that was nice.
Exchange of business cards.
You know, it's really the third base of the 21st century.
And then we exchange business cards. Oh!
Ooh!
Damn!
Ooh.
That's a little...
Getting serious. Mm. You just met. Literally 5 seconds ago, just...
Everyone in the 21st century is a business slut.
Business sluts. Welcome to our new podcast, Business Sluts.
Yes. You know how mullets are business in the front, party in the back?
Yeah.
This is like if the party in the back was just your ass hanging out.
Is that what it's like?
It's a business suit on the front, but the whole back part of it is cut away and you're wearing a Speedo. So you're like, you walk up and you're wearing a tie and you've got your gray silk ensemble. And then you whip around and it's like ass.
Ass, 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 ass,
ass. And you have a mullet.
Yes.
Now, to tie that all back into our podcast, imagine that whole look, but with Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot is wearing a nice suit and a pocket square, and he turns around and it's just hairy ass.
Yes. No, he has he has just his ass waxed. Make it extra sexy for beach season.
Oh, man, it's like wicked shiny.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The best.
Sunscreen, though. Yeah, for context, where we are in the Seattle area, it was 75 fucking degrees today, which is not normal.
Which is bananas.
And I was out there with the big dogs, laying in my garden, looking up at the sun, thinking, we have to record tonight, and I should be researching, but, oh my God, it's too hot to function. Which is why I am like I am right now, right here in the studio, because it's too hot to function, and that's my excuse.
It is too hot to trot, so instead I slither.
Ew. Ugh. Yuck.
Business sluts.
Business sluts. Selfie business slut.
Is that an English laundry suit or a sexual harassment suit? What up?
It's both if you're a business slut. Oh my God. Okay, us business sluts need to take off our slut and become full business.
Let's get down to business. Don't. The meme is dead. Business sluts.
Business sluts. Oh my God. Hey guys.
So I'm sure it's apparent by now, but today we are talking about
the Mothman.
Everyone's favorite flying thing.
He's technically a UFO.
Yep, technically.
Technically, yes. Mothman is a UFO. Remember it.
Funny enough, generally, folks agree that he does not look like a moth.
Which is bullshit.
Either he's got no head and red eyes in his chest.
They're called nipples.
Or he's like more of an owl man.
Or he's like a fucking, remember that show Gargoyles with like the buff gargoyle?
Yes, and his name was Hudson.
Right. Anyway, apparently he looks like one of them guys according to some depictions.
All of the gargoyles were buff. That's just the first one that came to mind.
I didn't watch it per se, but it is part of the cultural consciousness that I'm aware of.
The hive mind.
So I personally am rather attached to the more recent depictions of Mothman that you see on Twitter and Tumblr, where it's you know, he's a big black fuzzy guy with wings and then just kind of a torso with big red eyes on it. And he's kind of adorable, and he does look a lot more like a moth. We can link some photos on our Twitter so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But those are a lot more personable and aesthetically pleasing to me than just the dude with wings.
Yeah, so there's a statue in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. I think it's in Point Pleasant. That's where most of the sightings have been.
That's where the legends mostly revolve around. And also, they have a fucking Mothman Festival, which...
Yeah.
GoFundMe, send Bigfoot and Bob to Point Pleasant. You guys have better things to fund, I'm sure.
But the statue in Point Pleasant is basically a horrible-looking dude with moth wings.
Like an
it's
ugly
very,
dude.
Very humanoid.
Yeah, it's not ideal. If you're going to have a cryptid, you want him to be more than just a dude, which is ironic because our show centers around Bigfoot. He kind of is just like a dude.
I prefer the Mothman that's like a really hairy chicken nugget with wings.
And he has little moth antennae most of the time, which I think
that's
is so
cool.
Fucking
okay,
cute.
That's cool.
I want a little like stuffed plush Mothman, which I'm sure there are those out there.
We do have a little Mothman pin that Bogleach sent us, a little enamel pin, and it's adorable.
Cute as hell.
So Mothman the first recorded sighting was in November of 1966 in Clendenin, West Virginia. These five guys were in a cemetery preparing a grave for burial, like
Goth
you do
shit.
When it's 1966. And they saw a brown winged creature lifting off from the nearby trees.
Like most winged creatures tend to do.
And unwinged creatures that fall out of trees. The men maintained that it was not a bird. It was a humanoid. Most of the sightings in West Virginia happened near the old West Virginia Ordnance Works, which is known to locals as the TNT area.
It's pretty cool. It's these chemical in-ground sheds that actually ended up polluting a huge chunk of the area after World War II. And now it's sort of a wilderness sanctuary. Which makes it a pretty fucking cool setting for a cryptid to live.
Yeah. It was originally a munitions factory.
Musician factory. The beautiful music.
That's actually where I came from originally. I came off the line and they were like, this one's defective. Let's ship it out. Like, I know what a C chord is. Boy, howdy.
It's from my new novel, The Broken Bard.
Wow, that's a good title.
Yeah, it's a stupid fucking book, though. Don't pre-order it.
Listen to it on Audible.
I dare you.
Read not by the author, but by the subject. It was originally a munitions factory.
I get it.
Yeah, north of Point Pleasant. They made dynamite and ammunition.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Explosions.
The area's also got a bunch of abandoned tunnels, but most of them are, like, collapsed or sealed off. In 1979, chemicals started seeping into the ponds, and the area quickly became one of the country's most polluted sites. So, like, 3 days after the first sighting in the graveyard...
Which was goth as shit.
Goth as shit.
Tight.
There's
Love
more
it.
Of a horror movie vibe to this one, because there were two couples driving around the area in the middle of the night when... One of them noticed two large glowing red eyes in the darkness beside the power plant.
If you're at a power plant and you just see two big glowing red somethings, I generally wouldn't assume they were eyes right off the bat. I would think like electrical something.
Or like reflectors.
Warning. But, you know, on this show, we don't doubt people. And everything we're talking about has big old air quotes around it still.
Oh, yeah, those big old, they're actually right up, you can't see them, but they're floating right there.
There. Ow, so, got me in the eye.
Careful, those air quotes are dangerous.
Okay, so a lot of the stories regarding Mothman make out that he really fucking likes to chase cars. He's like a dog.
Yeah,
or
apparently
she.
That's like its thing.
Yeah, Mothman is very fast also.
Yeah.
These accounts report Mothman flying over 100 miles an hour, which
actually,
is wrong.
I did the math, so if you scale up from a regular moth, I didn't do the math. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's impossible. Sorry. It's not impossible. Nothing is impossible.
It is improbable. It is inconsistent with the known laws of physics, but we don't know everything.
Believe in the you that believes in cryptids.
Believe in the you that believes in business sluts.
Is Mothman a business slut? We got to establish this before we go any further.
Okay, so obviously we've got the slut part. Look at him. Look what he's wearing.
Hey, I'm not going to take that from you.
Fair. Retracted.
I'd say Mothman is mostly business. You know, he's black. That's very formal. He's got those beautiful red eyes, which are like tempting and enticing. But also, you know, they can command attention. And
well, most people describe his face vaguely as horrifying. And apparently people who see him have panic attacks and nightmares.
I'd say that's pretty slutty.
Cool. And then I just want to be clear right here that there's nothing wrong with being a slut.
In fact, we're encouraging it.
In fact, it's a requirement to continue listening to the podcast.
Take a deep, long, hard look at yourself and ask, am I enough of a slut for this episode?
This is called consolidating your base.
This is synergy.
This is dynamism.
This is, guys, I'm a fake. I don't know enough about business for any of this. I don't do business. I look after dogs and I make podcasts.
But I'll tell you, Mothman has some business. One of the common traits that Mothman sightings share is he tends to be a harbinger of disaster, specifically industrial and infrastructure disaster.
Yeah, infrastructure disaster is basically Mothman's purview. What I didn't realize before doing some research before the show is that fucking, I guess people took pictures of an alleged Mothman on 9/11, which is like, we're not going to joke about 9/11, but like, Mothman goes to New York. Sounds like
the second movie in a long franchise.
It's, yeah. Oh my God, though. Mothman went to New York to let us know.
Yeah, so he was sighted around 9/11.
The first disaster that Mothman, you know, predicted was apparently the Silver Bridge collapse in Point Pleasant that connected West Virginia and Ohio. And there were tons of sightings right before the collapse. And apparently people were having premonitions. There were men in black coming to witnesses and, I don't know, using those little flasher things to make people forget. Apparently, there were over 100 sightings, but that is, like, completely unquantifiable. But I like the sound of it, so we're going to go with that.
There were exactly 100 sightings of the Mothman. If you see the Mothman, shut the fuck up. We're at a round number, and we want to keep it that way.
Yeah. And there was another bridge collapse in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, there were multiple sightings of Mothman there, so he likes bridges. We know this.
Oh, yeah.
Piecing together a personality profile.
You know, he was also at Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard he was at Chernobyl. He gets around.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he was, like, wandering around, checking out the radiation.
Eating it up.
Shortly before the meltdown.
My hypothesis, you know, if we're assuming A is B and Mothman is real and he's digging all this radiation and pollution, is that he likes that Point Pleasant area because it's a nice little bunker with some tunnels and trees and pleasant things. It's Point Pleasant.
That's the point.
Lots of susceptible witnesses that he can give nightmares.
Oh, and chase their cars. Yeah, they love cars in West Virginia.
Oh, my God. Fucking.
If there's three things people know from West Virginia, they love their cars, they love their Mothman, and they love their hill people.
Is Point Pleasant in the hills? We got to go to West Virginia so we can do another Mothman episode, guys. Can you please fund us? Can you go fund us?
Or just go to GoFundUs.com.
So now that
Ryan... GoFundYourself.com.
GoFundYourself. Fuck. So my favorite thing is what cryptid sightings probably were as purported by scientists.
Oh, for sure.
That's my favorite segment of our show. So let's turn
Remember
to
how
our...
we do segments?
Yeah.
Scientific explanation. I told you I was a cast off from the
Musician
Factory.
I think our producers are probably going to say we're not doing musical intros to our segments, but let's...
Hold on, let me check with the producers.
Yeah, they hate it. Oh my God.
Oh, just me? I'm the only producer? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Yeah, you're fired.
You're fired.
So we're joining our in-studio scientist now for her expert opinion. Hey, Lori, what's the word on Mothman?
He's a bird. I mean, of course. Obviously a bird.
Not a moth? Not a big moth, Lori?
Not a giant moth, no. We haven't had any other giant moth sightings that could be confirmed with photographic evidence.
Yeah, so Lori, I think I saw a movie. I think I saw a movie, actually. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Mothra? I think you're full of shit, Lori. What are you covering up? Are you a man in black?
There was Mothra, who I believe destroyed New York City, but that's completely unrelated to Mothman.
9/11, he was in New York, too.
No, it was Bush that did 9/11.
Jesus, Lori, you need to get out of here.
No, just Lori is fine, thanks.
I hear some people are saying it was a sandhill crane. Some people are saying it was multiple different types of owls. What do you have to say to this, Lori?
Generally, hollow bones, feathers, good enough for me.
Jesus Christ, Lori.
No, just Lori.
Oh, my God. Lori, you're killing me. Dr. Lori, business slut, science-o.
No, just Dr. Business Slut.
Dr. Business Slut.
Business slut, science-o.
Science slut.
Science-o on my father's side.
Lori, you're killing me here. What are you covering up, and when are you going to tell us the truth?
I'm not covering anything up. I'm a big old business slut.
Me too, Lori. Me too. It was nice to have you in the studio. We're going to see you again next week.
Yeah, great to be here. Be sure to check out my podcast about model trains.
What? You're a scientist. Like, why would you have a podcast about model trains?
I'm a well-rounded person. I wasn't born 45 seconds ago.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Lori. I guess I was just judging you based on your lab coat, and that's not right. Your lab coat that's open in the back to reveal your ass in a speedo.
My bare ass.
I'm sorry, Lori. That's really judgmental of me, and I should know better by now. Being a professional podcaster, you know, worldly and refined.
Hey,
I guess this
really
just goes to show. I guess this just goes to show that you can't always judge a book by its cover. And you can't always judge a scientist by her goggles. All right, get out of here and go play with your fucking model trains. I want my host back.
Okay, but love you.
Oh, gosh, she gives me the creeps.
Sorry.
Yeah, Ryan fell asleep.
I nodded off there
that
for
was
a
weird.
Sec. Weren't we having a guest this week?
Yeah, she had to crawl in here and, like, sit on your lap and put her elbow in your throat and kind of contort herself to get into this incredibly small claustrophobic studio.
That's why everything hurts. And why we don't have in-person guests.
Yeah. You'd have to sort of Spider-Man yourself above our heads and then get really close to the microphone to be a guest in here in person.
Anyone with a passion for cryptids and explosive core strength, hit us up. Bigfoot and Bob on Twitter.
Do you lift? Bigfoot and Bob.
Don't lock your knees. Bigfoot and Bob.
Lift with your back. Bigfoot and Bob.
Business sluts.
Bigfoot and Bob. But yeah, Mothman.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ryan, I'm going to tell you my favorite fact about Mothman. And if anyone's going to draw any fucking fan art for this episode, which, by the way, we received some incredible fan art from backgrounds-ponies on Tumblr, which is amazing and incredible. And check out episode 11 for context. It's all about anglerfish. My favorite fact about Mothman, please include this in fan art, is that reports say that when he's on the ground, he shuffles like a penguin.
Ah, yes.
And when he takes off into the air, barely flapping his wings and moving at over 100 miles an hour, he's beautiful and graceful and very, 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 very scary. But on the ground, he walks like a penguin, and I love that.
That's pretty awesome. I actually have a theory about Mothman, and it's that he is an angel.
Why do you think he's an angel?
Well, okay, there's a couple things. So he flies like
yes.
an angel.
Yes.
And he warns of impending disasters. So he's trying to help people. Like there was the one time he chased a bunch of miners out of a mine before it collapsed.
Huh. Well, he's just a nice old guy.
So it's not that he likes chasing cars. It's that he's warning people away.
Oh, you think the cars would have crashed if he didn't chase them away?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not,
no way to tell.
I'm not a scientist.
Well, you know, we could get...
No, that's okay. I think we got this. Also, there's the face thing. People who look at his face
piss their pants.
Piss their pants, have nervous breakdowns, can't handle it. Folks can hardly describe his face. I think it's because his visage as an angel is not of this earth.
Right. Could be a devil, though.
A devil would probably show up after the disaster.
Why?
To gloat.
I don't know. So, folks, we're going to go on Twitter and say hashtag Team Devil or hashtag Team Angel.
That's probably already a thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We got a bunch of Chris Angel fans in our mentions.
Right. I don't know what he does or who he is, but fuck if I will put up with that man. Man?
Yes.
Yes, man. See? See, I don't know anything about Chris Angel.
Pretty quick to judgment.
Yes. Like an angel.
Sure. So just add us on Twitter. Let us know if you think Mothman is an angel or a devil.
Or an owl. Or you know what? A big fucking moth.
Oh, yeah. He might be a moth.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. I mean, why else would he be called Mothman if he wasn't a man-sized moth?
You know, he was originally seen in the area of a chemically contaminated wildlife area.
Yeah. And moths are wildlife, too.
They are. Not my team of trained moths. They are not wild. But most moths
Ryan's
are.
Tame moths are.
I sick them on sweaters of people I dislike.
I bet that's really effective and devastating to your enemies.
At worst, it's annoying. At worst, it's a trip to Target.
Unless, our sponsor this week is Target.
I'm working on getting them really precise so I can just go, sick them, and they'll chew out the nipples.
Ew, whoa.
Of the sweater, the nipple areas of the sweater.
Oh, so someone's walking around. Oh, you're turning people into business sluts.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Gorilla business slut conversion. Fucking love it.
Two big sluts, one big America.
Two big sluts, one big America.
Paid for by the One Big America Super PAC.
Hey, we're doing throwbacks to earlier episodes. We're a real podcast.
Isn't that great?
That's so great.
Hey, guys, remember when?
Remember that time that we said that? Oh, we don't even have to make new content anymore.
No, I'm just going to start remixing the old stuff. We'll just chop it up and swish it around. And
wicca, wicca, wicca slime.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us again.
Ugh, I wish these guys would stop coming over to our house.
Look, every time we turn on the light in this recording booth, you crowd around. And you're all jockeying for position.
Breathing heavily.
Turning around and showing us your business slut shiny bottoms.
Which we do appreciate.
We do love that. That part is actually pretty great.
We like that.
It's just...
it's a lot, guys.
You raid the fridge.
We have jobs.
You go through the pantries. I can't keep buying so many groceries.
You pet my dog.
Well, that's fine, too.
Yeah, well, she likes that.
She likes that.
She's a business slut.
You know what? I changed my mind. Keep coming by, guys.
Yeah.
It's great. We love having you.
Don't just keep coming by the studio, but keep coming by iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Keep coming by and leaving us reviews, 5 stars preferably.
Yeah.
Keep coming by our Twitter and talking to us and at-ing us. Keep sending us emails at bigfootandbob@gmail.com.
And hey, guys, we're millennials. We're hip. We know what's going on. You can talk to us. We're not like celebrities.
Yeah, we're really not. We're in every way not.
And hey, if you liked learning about the Mothman, can I call it learning? Yeah, this is an educational show.
Can we write it off on our taxes?
Absolutely. What, the learning?
This is a very expensive podcast to run. We have to keep a scientist on retainer at all times.
She lives here.
She's our in-studio
she
scientist.
She is actually a scientist, yeah. Do you know how much it costs to have an in-studio scientist? A lot.
We have to keep her in model trains, and that is not cheap.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, if you want to help out the show and get a free audiobook, like, for example, The Mothman Prophecies by John A. Keel.
Now a major motion picture as of, like...
years and years ago. if you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you can get a free month of Audible and a free audiobook. They got so many different ones to choose from. The Mothman book is just one of them, and it's not one of the more popular ones. It's just a good one.
It's just one that relates to the theme of the episode for today. It's nothing to sneeze at, though. Free Audible. Go get some.
Yes.
Get some.
Pop quiz. Where can they go if they want to get a free audiobook?
Audibletrial.com/Bigfoot.
Correct. On your first try. You're nailing it. Other than that, we're just glad that you came to crowd around our booth for another week.
Sweating on us. Breathing in our faces.
So much breath.
We love it. Come back and breathe on us again next week.
I mean, maybe mouthwash first, but until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Layla.
And the truth
is in here.